This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Independent booksellers and local writers. It's a literary marriage made in book heaven. I talked about that relationship with Jim Donahue, the owner of a new independent bookstore in Battle Creek, and with tween author Sandy Carlson of Battle Creek. I asked Donahue, a retired physician, how he came up with the idea to open a bookstore in downtown Battle Creek.
I'm not exactly sure how I started the idea, but coming from Brooklyn, New York, I did. We lived fairly close to actually the Brooklyn Bridge, and we were very frequently in Manhattan. My father would duck into bookstores quite frequently, and he really liked Sam Clemens, Mark Twain stories, and quoted him a lot, and did get some exposure to Shakespeare of him reading, and so I guess that was part of it. I went on to become a physician in general internal medicine and later did a geriatric fellowship and was actually participated in a small way in the new medical school here in Western Michigan. I was on the geriatric syllabus committee in the initial forming, very little role. But then after 33 years in medicine, I said the fun of it was that going out a little bit and the love of books and driving through Battle Creek downtown. There were some great restaurants, some great retail spots, and it was missing something. And it was missing a place to get good reading material, be it magazines, newspapers, and then books. And I just kept reading about how to do it.
So, Sandy, give us a little bit of your background. And when I've looked at your website, you like adventure. So that seems to go hand in hand with being a good writer, I would think.
I totally agree with that. I used to say if I could live 300 years, I couldn't do half of the things I want to do because there's so much excitement and so much adventure, as you say, out there. And to transform those into stories just continues the adventure.
And you're a writer of historical fiction, fantasy, for youth. What kind of age groups?
It's for the 8 to 14-year-olds is my most recent one, War Unicorn, is a fantasy. And that's for the upper grade areas because it does have battles and it want to protect younger kids.
Yeah, the younger readers. So tell us about some of your books and how you came to be a writer.
Well, I've always been interested in storytelling. When I was a kid, I was not a reader. I was more a storyteller. And I'd close my siblings and cousins and friends and anybody could into closets and make it pitch dark and tell them ghost stories.
Oh, neat.
And then in junior high and high school, I would write chapters of stories and include all my friends in them. And boy, we were meeting the Beatles. We were saving the world. We were doing, you know, lots of really fun and interesting things. And
or what they say about writers, you can kill your enemies.
Absolutely, absolutely. And bring your friends in on it all. Well, these stories now that I write for everybody do not have my friends in them. But the first story, the first novel, The Town That Disappeared, came about because a friend
Singapore.
Of mine. Yes, Singapore, Michigan. A friend of mine, Carolyn Christ in Battle Creek, grew up there, and she remembers as a kid running down the sand dunes and jumping into the Kalamazoo River, and some days there'd be a roof exposed, and some days there wouldn't be any, and another day would be another one. I thought it was so awesome. I imagined what it must have been like for a kid to have lived through that time period when the town actually did get buried by the sand dunes.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Jim Donahue, the owner of Battle Creek Books, and with Sandy Carlson, who writes historic fiction and fantasy for kids. I asked them about readership trends today.
Well, I think, too, as a businesswoman, as an author businesswoman, I don't care which edition they use.
Just read your
e-book.
Work.
That's exactly right. But I want to give them the option. You know, if you prefer e-readers, fine. I have it available for that. But if you want it in print, I also have that. So my life is about options.
Now, Sandy, you've got a background in teaching, and I understand you're also a tutor of dyslexic children only or adults
as
well?
Children
only. And both of you can speak to this. Readership in general. Sometimes we see these studies that can be depressing that nobody's reading anymore. You both must have a different viewpoint on that as an author, as a bookseller. What are you seeing out there in terms of book sales for either one of you? Are people still reading? Are we reading less, or are we just reading differently? What are you seeing?
Oh, that's interesting that you said different reading differently. But I would disagree that we're reading less. With kids in school, they're always reading on their own. And peer pressure, especially with some kids that have more difficulty reading, they will choose harder books just because they're classmates are reading them. If there's a popular series going on, they will carry it around with them, whether they can read it or not, bless their little hearts out.
So peer pressure can be a positive thing, too.
It can be. And they do struggle through it. So I would say reading, especially with kids, will be around forever.
Nice.
Absolutely.
To hear.
You know, there are some, you know, romance and mysteries for sure. But I would say that's very little of what we've seen go out. I mean, people are going out with, you know, Fahrenheit 451, more copies of, and as much as anything. And that's good. We have some used books. That was an important part of the piece that's not, we haven't brought up much, is that at least a third, if not more, of the bookstore was originally going to be used books, which are obviously wonderfully environmentally conscious and obviously a way to
Although
save.
An author might have a different viewpoint
right, yeah.
on that.
And it is true. There are, while we share enormous things in common, we're certainly coming from a little bit of business aspects that are a little conflictual, but in which adversarial, I guess, in an honorable sense. But yeah, used books. So the quality, going back to philosophy, Plato's gone out several times. I had two beautiful collections of Edgar Allan Poe's books, poetry, complete work of his poetry. That's been in hot demand. Two went out. Somebody saw it. I could have sold three or four of them. So it's, from a bookseller standpoint, also some of the older books are incredibly well-bound and beautiful, simply works of, you know, paper engineering and production, simply, not even necessarily the content. They're just gorgeous books, period, in photography and printing. So be it. And coming back to the kids and reading, not only interesting, fun stories, but again, I think you can make history come alive is so important because they may be reading more, but I am a little nervous that our understanding of history is not where it should be. You know, people need to know the most important war in American history is the Civil War. And Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses Grant, we need better understanding of, particularly as it impacts the news today.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Jim Donahue of Battle Creek Books and writer Sandy Carlson. Visit WMUK.org to hear more. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.